Hi, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we hear from Nicole Virgil, a Christian Science practitioner from Elmhurst, Illinois.
I think freedom is tied to obedience and practice in a way that is not always obvious to people. When we follow a practice, a set of principles, or like if you're a musician, you practice an instrument daily. When it comes time to do the performance, it's really that obedience to the daily practice that confers freedom. I was trying to figure out which music school I would want to apply to, but when it came time to audition for conservatories, it felt like there was a lot on the line, and it was minutes before I was going to go onto the stage, and I was getting dizzy, and my breathing was really shallow, and I was getting sweaty, and this was the first time I had ever had anything quite that aggressive. I was going to audition for a spot as a singer. You can't sing at all if you can't breathe. So I was really nervous, and I didn't have a whole lot of time for thinking of a remedy, but what I did have was years of reliance on God. There's a certain passage which came to me at that time. Mrs. Eddy writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, she says, "If the student adheres strictly to the teachings of Christian Science and ventures not to break its rules, he cannot fail of success in healing." So anything good in your experience, you're free to do without penalty, because God is good and you're his creation, and that's the spiritual truth, and everything in creation is actually spiritual. That was what was in my back pocket. I knew that my motive was right for going to this audition. I knew that I was seeking good and that the glory of my singing was all to God. Because I'm the child of God and had been living in strict obedience to the teachings of Christian Science, I could not fail to be free. I could not fail to experience healing. I was then still. And as I was listening, I just got a very simple message. The message was, "It's your turn." It was a very practical message, and it just meant to me that this is your time. You've taken the steps. You've been obedient to your musical training, and you've been obedient to the spiritual training taught by Christ Jesus. It's time to go express. And when I understood that the obedience had been in place, both musically and in Christian Science, I took the stage, and I was free to sing and shine to the glory of God. But the cooler thing was, I was never a victim of performance anxiety ever again.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Nicole and me for this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. You'll find the link right there on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.